Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 12.
Thanks for watching and listening to Table Talk, talking about the carnal mind, the mind that we have, but the mind that needs to be programmed. You know, when you get bad things out of a computer, more likely because input was not good. Trash in, trash out. Corrupted coming in, corrupted coming out. So the output is only going to be as good as the input. And we have to make sure that the input is right, everything scriptural, everything godly, if you want to have good results in your life. And we've been sharing about how we have to have the mind of Christ. And his mind will take you further down the road than you could ever hope, dream, believe, wish. I mean, all the above. Because it's his mind. It's his word working through us, processing daily living, but from the mindset of Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, which is so necessary in our lives. Looking at 2 Timothy chapter 3, and once again, there's the Apostle Paul talking to a younger man named Timothy and giving him life instructions. And that's what the Word of God is. It is giving us life instructions. It is not a long list like some people think of do's and don'ts. And mostly it's don't do that. You can't do that. No. Can't do that. Can't do that. Can't go there. Can't eat that. Can't see those people. Can't. No. Living is at a much higher level and a higher plane than just a list of don't do those things. It's a list of how to prepare ourselves for the process of learning and receiving the blessings of Almighty God. And so from Paul to Timothy to myself and yourself, he says this: there are people that have a form of godliness. Have you ever run into somebody like that? Oh, what a terrible mess. And I was going to say, boy, what a collision. Running into somebody who is thoroughly religious but really doesn't have the love of God. And that's not a good combination. They are religious. They do have the rule book. And if you don't obey their rule book, they will send you right to hell. I mean, it's awful. But listen to this. Some having a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. You know, what is religion without power? Nothing. What is the book of Acts? What would be the book of Acts without power? Absolutely nothing. Nobody coming, nobody greeting, nobody healed, nobody saved, nothing happening because they had a form of religion but no power. They needed the power. They needed that anointing. And do you think we're anybody better off in this generation of where we don't need that anymore? Are you kidding me? We need that. We need that anointing. We need that mighty, awesome power of God, just like the first church. And so he says, you know, they are denying the power of God, but then Paul says, turn away from them. For of this sort, they creep into houses, and they lead silly women captives, laden with sin, away to diverse lust, ever learning. This verse is very important. It's verse 7. Ever learning and never coming to truth. Wow. Ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. Why? Because they're offended by the G-O-D word. Oh. And for some folks, you can never say Jesus. Oh my goodness, I'm offended because you said Jesus, or I'm offended because you said God, or I'm offended because you hold up something called the tenets of your faith called the Bible. And they're offended by that. They have taken offense. And here the Word of God tells us that is our meat, that's our drink, that's everything that we need in life. We need the Word of God that will produce miracles in your life. And so he said, from such turn away, ever learning. Oh, man, you want to learn something? Google it in, and you can find the answers to fixing your car and motorcycles, or you name it, a sail a boat, whatever. You can find the answers, ever learning, but not finding knowledge and truth. And of course, the supreme truth about God and His Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And that's what we need in our lives. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11, the word says, you know, dearly beloved, what a great way to address the church. Dearly beloved, he wasn't beating people on the head because they didn't do what he said, because they weren't following directions. He called them all, hey, dearly beloved, people of God, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims in this world, says to abstain. That means does not partake in any way, shape, or form from the fleshly things of this world, which are at war against your spiritual self. There is a war. There is a war going on. In your lifetime, you're going to have opportunities to sin. You just will, whether you're born again or not. And the decision then has to be made. Do I go there or do I don't go there? Do I look or not look? Do I consume or not consume? And God is not going to come down with a lightning bolt saying, oh, thou shalt not. No, if you know the Lord, that should be inside you already. And they're going to be a gentle nudge by the Holy Spirit that's going to say, don't go there. Don't do that. That means you have to be sensitive then to the working of the Holy Spirit in your life and then listen to what he has to say. Jesus said this, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not listen to. And so we have to tune out all of the noise of this generation and tune into the Spirit of God to hear what he is saying to this generation. Is God talking? All the time. I am amazed once in a while when people say, it seems like the heavens are brass and God cannot hear. God is hearing all the time. And listen, he is speaking all the time from his word. And he is speaking all the time in the realm of the Spirit. The question is, are you listening to what he has to say? Because sometimes we want a different voice. We want a different message. We want God to agree with us instead of us agreeing with God. And we have to come to a point in our life saying, God, you are God, and I am not. I'm not telling you, God, that you have to agree with me. I said, I have to line up with God to understand what God is doing so I can make my life more palatable and livable, better than where I am today. And it starts with your heart, but obviously it has to translate to your mind, a mind that is governed by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, so you can say and do and then be the right person that God wants you to be. Remember, he says to us that you are the body of Christ. And so the body of Christ doesn't go in the wrong direction and think crazy things and insult people and be ugly to people and not then do our work, which is to bring healing, deliverance, salvation to a hurting world. Boy, what a great opportunity we have of going to 7 billion people on this planet. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.